And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks. With your hosts, the betting pros, Justin and Jason. So get suited up, grab a drink, and enjoy the show.
Welcome, pro football bettors. If it's Friday, it's FNL.
Woo!
On tonight's episode, we break down all the games fit to bet for week 14 in the NFL regular season.
Sheesh.
Who's excited?
I just remember we were talking about week one, and now
we
it's 14.
We were talking about preseason. We were like, well, play money line in preseason.
I remember
14 big ones.
I remember getting my ticket for the Patriots to win the Super Bowl before the season started, and that's not looking too shabby right now.
Wow. No. There was a moment where maybe not, but now, sheesh.
I knew that Bill Belichick was planning his revenge.
I'm trying to figure out, like, what the collision course could be. Because Tampa Bay looks pretty good. They look pretty good, and I know they'll figure it out. The Packers look really good.
Yes, they do.
And
they're getting healthy.
Yeah, they look pretty good.
Your Buffalo Bills are done.
Done. But my prediction was San Francisco and Baltimore. And San Francisco had a hiccup last week, but I think they're going to straighten that out. But Baltimore, what is Baltimore? As bad as they can possibly play, they still are 8-4. But I'm telling you, aside from maybe a Packers or an Arizona Cardinals, the 10-win team, I don't see too many people effing with the Pats at home in the snow. And Bill Belichick was pretty fired up. I don't know if you saw him after the game addressing the team, and he said, that's why we effing play in the snow every day. That's why we practice in the snow and bad weather. That's why. Like, dude was fired up like I've never seen him. So if they can win the AFC and bring that shit back to Foxborough like it used to be with Brady, that's a huge advantage. No diss to Brady. Being at home all those years helped him out. Dudes are running around right now saying, oh, my God, are the Pats going to do this another 20 years? Because they look good, dude.
Don't look now. Here come the Chiefs.
And the Chiefs are starting to fight, but the Chiefs are just a little behind the eight ball right now with the record.
They don't
have to play each other.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, the Chiefs will do their thing, but I think the Pats got the Jets. They got the Dolphins. They got the Bills one more time at home. I see 14 and four. What are they right now? They're 9-4. I see there's an extra game. I see 13 or 12-5.
Okay.
That's a division winner.
Don't think first thing that comes to your head, it's in Los Angeles. We know that. Brady, Belichick, Super Bowl, who wins? Don't think. Go.
Brady.
I think I was going to say Brady.
Brady?
But wow. I don't know.
I don't know. Just because he's on the field.
I don't know.
That's
yeah,
right.
You said at as quick as I could think about it. So what if I go back
right
to you?
That's the right answer.
Okay,
that's the right answer.
What do you think? Go.
What did I win, Jay?
I think Brady, because I think as evil and troll-like and evil genius-y as Bill Darth Maul Belichick is... That fast track in L.A. with Brady, I mean.
But he's not playing in the game, and that's what I always say. But Marcus Spears made a great point the other day. He said, Belichick, or good players can beat Belichick, but Belichick can beat bad teams. I don't know if that's translating. Just you actually.
Didn't Marcus Spears, didn't he also say lock it in?
He always says lock
it
in.
Did he trademark that?
No. And there was a couple things I heard today that I didn't really like that seemed familiar. There's a mouse in the house.
I have a class action suit pending. I'm just letting you know.
We're working up the documents right now.
The real question is, why aren't you pouring one out for the homies? Because your boy Jalen and Molly just filed for divorce.
I saw that.
And
what?
They were just
no
on.
Way.
Apparently, he finally heard her show.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I said it because it's god-awful.
Jeez.
Yeah, he must
have. That's
wild.
What?
Maybe he put back. No, stop. Maybe he came home when his fucking Lions were 0-10 and had a couple. Maybe he tossed her around a little bit. Who knows? I don't know, dude. His Lions are 0-10. His Michigan Wolverines are 5-3.
I don't know. My money's on Jalen. I like his ultra Goliath Run DMC shades. And I think he finally listened to Stephen A. Smith and Molly, and he filed his paperwork. Because that show is terrible. Sheesh.
They were just on like a week, 2 weeks ago, too.
You mean you don't like Stephen A. yelling at you at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, my
Wake
God.
You up.
You don't like that? Justin loves that.
I know. I don't know what you see in that guy.
But you know, the funniest thing that I do want to address is that ESPN does not pay us to do Friday night locks. We have earned that right to spend all of our money in hopes of being our own ESPN one day. So I can't give another second to that. RIP Molly and Jalen. But life goes on.
Never liked
life
to hear goes things on. Like that.
Yeah, I never. Right. I hate to hear it.
So one bit of order before we get into week 14. Very exciting. Last week, Justin, you were 0-2. I was 1-1, which means the last 4 weeks on the pod, you have a record of 4-4. I have a record of 4-4.
Oh, so you caught me.
So I finally caught up to Mr. Hot Hand, Mr. Heat Miser.
The Chocula caught up to the Heat Miser.
And now it's anybody's game, my friend. Here we go.
It is, but San Francisco laid a fucking egg.
Let's talk. Let me paint a picture for you real
quick. They laid an egg.
Forget San Francisco. I'm in the sports book quite naturally Sunday morning with your brother drinking a Bloody Mary.
We
filled out a monster.
I saw my brother's little $28,000. And he looks at me and he goes, because my brother, for all of you sports fans, Jason, he's an educated man and he doesn't gamble a lot. But he was loving it and feeling it. And he showed me the ticket and he said, just straight up, all these have to come in. And it was like 15 games to win 30 grand. I looked at him and said,
for sure.
You got a shot. Listen, you have a shot.
Do you know what's ironic about that? What? I think we hit like 13 out of 15 of those and on the teaser. But every single thing tied to the fucking Vikings. Every bet, every card tied to the Vikings. Did you see their defense? They had the game won.
They do it every week.
Why does that
shock you? They do it every week. All you needed on one of those cards was just money line, right?
Tearing the ass out of them.
They marched down the field like they were the LSU halftime show.
What if it was the Packers, though, and Aaron Rodgers? You would have been livid.
You know what? Aaron Rodgers is a covering machine. Stop it. Year. I love him. Yeah, I'll take him back anytime. He said he was sorry.
I can't with all these relationships you have with people in the NFL.
It's I can't stand
too much for us to keep up with.
That guy has not covered a spread.
He never cut off his toe. He'd never cut off his toe. Let's just remember that.
Yeah, he didn't do that for you. He loved him so much.
He never cut off a ticket either.
If he loved you, he'd have cut off his damn toe.
Damn, Aaron Rodgers.
All right.
Okay. Well, we have a lot. Yes, we have a lot to talk about.
I want to say one last thing. So now it's on. It's 4-4 and all that. So now I have to really, watch my back.
Step it up.
You're coming, apparently.
Coming. Let's go.
All right.
Okay. Well, let's get into it.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash? Gentlemen, lock it up.
Dallas Cowboys and the Washington football team. I call them FBT. This game a month ago would not have been a thing. It wouldn't even have mattered. But now it's kind of interesting because Washington is starting to roll in this direction and Dallas is doing what Dallas often does. Dallas came out of the gate hot. They won 7 out of their first 9 football games. Since then, it's been kind of rocky and there has been a few injuries. There has been COVID, not because of natural causes, but because people refuse to get vaccinated. So I stress that that's a little more than just quite naturally catching COVID. And they're trending back to that same North Texas issues. Their owner, Jerry Jones, came out today and tried to back his $300 million man, and said, it's not the passes, it's the receivers, and they're not running the routes right. Well, two of your best receivers, Jerry, have been out with COVID. Your boy Amari Cooper missed two games due to it. CeeDee Lamb didn't play last week. So, yeah, quite naturally, maybe there's not that chemistry to your number three or four receiver. And even though he had a horrible game, they still beat the fucking Saints, the Aints, because they suck too. So what do you come out and blast in the media when you're coming off a win? That's kind of my thing. On the other side of that, Rivera had Washington. They won two out of their first 10. And then they had a bye week. And Riverboat Ron's got them rolling four in a row since then.
Four in a row.
Heineke and them boys. They're like Heineke's there. It's like the Heineke crew. I'm telling you right now, this is very interesting. On Monday Night Football, Washington and Dallas have a history. That's the Cowboys and the Indians. You can't call that anymore. But that was always a big deal. And it's going to be rough waters for them on Monday Night Football. But Dallas has a lot of key players coming back. Dallas is becoming healthy again. So to what I just said, Amari's back. CeeDee Lamb is back. Gregory's back. Their whole D-line is going to be healthy for the first time in, I think, 6 weeks. You got Randy Gregory, DeMarcus Lawrence, Neville Gallimore, and Double O back together for the first time. And on the offensive side of it, you have, for the first time, that healthy first string is going to play for, I think, maybe like the second week in a row. So Dak should have a little more time because that's one of the best old lines in the game. I think that in this one, Dallas has too much posse, and I think that Dallas has too much talent, and I think that Washington's run ends here. I know they're at home. People might think it's interesting, but I think this is a game that could get away from Washington, and I think this is a game where Washington can't keep pace with Dallas if they start to put up 30 and whatnot because Washington's not built that way. Washington cannot stop the deep ball. They can stop the run a little bit, but they can't stop the rush. So I like Dallas. I like Dallas. I think there's too much talent there, and I don't think Washington can keep up. What do you think, Jay?
I thought you were actually going to go the other way because you were making the bad case against Dallas.
There is a case, but it falls apart at the end, I think.
Do you have Dallas minus four on this?
It's up to almost five in most shops. I looked at it at four and a hook.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard a couple things right before this pod that it's creeping to five. So, I mean,
I got to say, divisional game, getting 4 points at home. I like what Washington is doing. And something seems off about your boy Dak Prescott.
Well, I just think not having those dudes last couple weeks screws them up. I think that you don't practice with the other cats.
I think that's a good...
You practice with the number ones and number two, so he doesn't have any rhythm with those other cats.
If all those guys you're talking about are really coming back, then that's probably a really good sign for Dallas. I like the other side of it. I don't know if I'm going to make the other side my pick, but I might reserve judgment, and we might have a little face-off on that one. We'll see.
Could be fun.
Well, all I can say is rip it off. Rip off the mask. Rip off the Band-Aid, because them Cowboys are going to stampede through Washington, D.C. in that FBT. Give me the Cowboys minus a touchdown. Lock it up.
Okay. Jason, the 49ers are headed out to Cincy to keep pace for the final playoff run. Both teams coming off a loss. Will Joe Burrow's dislocated finger hold up? Or can Jimmy G take it home? How do you see this?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the finger in question because as we were preparing to go on the air tonight, Joey Burrow announced that he did not practice for the second day in a row. I don't like that. And I was about to jump on my boy Joey Burrow big time, but this finger issue has me seeing some footsteps. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw a little curveball into the mix in the show. And I'm going to say, due to the injury report, because I was about to jump on Cincy, I am pivoting, to my favorite team to bet on. And you know what I'm going to say.
Oh, no.
Give me Teddy Two Gloves all day, baby. Let's go.
Wait a minute. This is not giving us information.
This is not allowing
us to prepare. This is a curve ball. This is an audible. Yeah.
This is an audible.
Called by you back in Los Angeles.
Who's not ready?
Been sipping on that Casa Amigos.
Who's not ready? Is everybody ready?
Sure.
I guess Teddy's ready.
Denver in altitude, coming off a loss. They should have covered that number. They held Kansas City to 15 points. They threw an interception. That's how they got their 22 points. Detroit, hooray! They won against the fucking Vikings who let them win. That was a false victory. Now they got to go to altitude and face Fangio's defense? I don't think so. Give me the Broncos.
Oh my God, I don't even
this
know
is my spot.
Right
tell
what
me
the
how
fuck just happened.
Tell me how Teddy Two Gloves is not going to cover this number. I'm listening.
Wait, so we're not.
I'm going to tell you why. The number's 8, I believe.
Correct. I think it's maybe 8.5.
Give me more. Give me more than that. The Lions fight every week.
They do.
They're 0-10-1.
They're so feisty.
No disrespect. I'm sorry. They won last week. They are 1-10-1. And they proceeded to throw their coach around the locker room like a rag doll. They were so like, and he was on the press conference shaking his head. Dan Campbell, like, I just don't think you understand these boys. Like he won the Super Bowl. This is for you, Mom. Like, we won a game. And I think that momentum can carry them, and I think that they can hang. The Broncos don't put up 100 points, bro. They don't. They don't. And the cold weather, yeah, they play in the dome, but Detroit Rock City, they walk through that snow every day.
Okay.
I think the Broncos win if I had them left in Survivor or if I was even alive in Survivor, RIP to us. Broncos are a great Survivor pick this week. Do they cover 9 points, 8 points against Detroit Rock City? No. Could they win by 7? Sure.
What's your question?
Could they be up by 14, backyard boogie, boom, touchdown, 7, not cover? Yeah.
All right.
Are they going to win? Probably. Are they going to cover? Doubtful.
How many picks will Patrick Surtain have?
0.
Okay. Remember you said that.
0.
Remember you said that.
They're going to run the ball all day in that fucking snow.
If everybody is okay, I'm prepared.
Oh my God, here we go.
To say Teddy Two Gloves wins by 10. Give me the Broncos. Give me the Broncos. Lock it up.
All right, Justin. Browns versus Ravens, the rematch. Can your boy Baker and his beat-down body come through here on a must-win for the Brownies? Or the Ravens MASH unit and COVID Jackson make it 2-for-2? What do you see here?
Dogs are barking, guys. The Ravens are fucking finished. They're finished. Lamar Jackson doesn't belong in the NFL. He's god-awful. The video, the preparation on that dude, he has been exposed. He can only do all this, and I'm out, and all that shit that he does so many times, and motherfuckers aren't biting anymore. This isn't college. He's garbage. He's embarrassing. You want to talk about tickets? He blew another ticket last week of mine. Walking into the 1 o'clock game, all I needed was Lamar. Cardinals, done. Dolphins, done. Lamar fucked me. And he does it every week. The team is a MASH unit. Yes, they're all in the hospital. But you know what? He's not playing well at all. The guy has 13 interceptions. He's thrown one or more interceptions in the last four games, including the last time these two guys played. Check this on the schedule. The Browns just played them. They just played them 2 weeks ago, and they lost 16-10. Lamar threw four picks against the Browns. Four picks. And they squeezed it out because of luck, and that's what I talked about on the pod last week with the Pittsburgh and the luck and all that shit. Their luck is run out. Marlon Humphreys was guarding Landry last week. They stopped the run. They stopped Chubb. They stopped Hunt coming off an injury. They stopped him. They had him with like 3 yards of carry. Landry torched fucking Marlon Humphreys for 111 and a TD. Marlon Humphreys ain't there this week. The reason John Harbaugh went for that extra, you know, two-point conversion at the end of that game is because he didn't have any faith that if they lost that coin toss, that he had anybody to cover anybody. Like, he'd be sending in children to cover these receivers. And that's why he did what he did. And if Mark Andrews would have literally not alligator armed that terrible pass, he could have put both hands on that and brought it in. We wouldn't even been talking about this loss, and they would have been 10-4 or whatever, and they'd have been the shit. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Lamar again, who threw two picks. Can't get it done. Baker got a little time to chill, little time to rest. Chubb got time to rest. Myles Garrett hit him twice last time. Pittsburgh sacked him seven times last week. What do you think Myles Garrett's going to do to his ass this week? The best pass rusher and the leading sacker in the game of football. I know you think Baker's garbage. I know everybody does, but I'm going to tell you like this. Lamar Jackson, I don't trust him driving my car down the street to the store to pick up milk because I think he'd crash my shit. I'm serious. There's no secondary left, dude. I mean, I could sit here and give you all the stats on it. Baker threw for 271 yards against him last game. He had one touchdown to Landry, and he got sacked once. He threw no picks. They couldn't run the ball. They thought, we're going to run the ball with Chubb and Lamar Hunt and all that. No. And so it was one of those, like, Cleveland Brown typical 10-16 ball games. The Browns fell short. That game opened, I think, at Ravens minus one, and now it's, like, creeping to, like, Browns minus 2.5. Get it in and get it in fast. This show will air on Friday. Get it in fast because I see it being 3, if not 3.5 by kickoff. And that's not public. That's sharp money coming in saying, Lamar Jackson, COVID Jackson, with all his excuses, I'm done with them. I'm done with the Ravens. They're off the board for me as far as a ticket. They'll never be on another ticket unless I'm betting against them, ever. And if they're in the Super Bowl, I'm going to mortgage my house against them because that's a big game that I know he can't win. Mm. So give me that. I don't know what you think, Jay, because I know that's your dude, but the Ravens... Fly, Ravens, fly. Boom. Bird dead. Game over. Bird just got shot out the fucking sky. I'm sick of that dude taking money out of my wallet. I'm done.
Wow.
I have so much to say to that.
Oh, sure. Of course you do.
I am overjoyed. I started this season, this podcast, by saying that I was in an abusive relationship with Lamar Jackson. And guess what? I dumped him, and now he's your problem.
I thought it was an abusive relationship with the Raiders.
Look, that's a second. That was my side piece.
Oh, Lamar was the husband. The Raiders are the drugs.
It's hard to keep up, Jason.
No, Lamar was the husband. The Raiders are the drugs.
Yes, I want to tell you how happy it makes me to see you so upset about Lamar, which is exactly what he does to everybody. And you didn't listen to me. I said it was the rah-rah Tomlin spot. You're so mad at Lamar. And now you're betting against him. But guess what? In a show first, I'm taking the Ravens this week. I'm taking the Ravens. I took Washington against your Dallas. I'll take the Ravens against your Browns. The combination of you now understanding the abuse that Lamar will put you through as a bettor and make you tear your hair out is fantastic, coupled with your enormous delusional love for Baker Mayfield.
But what, how are they going to win, though? Like, you haven't said that. You could take. What are they going to do this
all
week
they
that's
have
any
to,
different?
All they have to do is get to the 40-yard line and let Justin Tucker kick four field goals.
Then why didn't they go to the 30-yard line and let him kick an extra point last week?
Listen.
Best kicker in football. Let's go into overtime. Tucker would have drilled that.
He's
2020.
I looked at
my phone and I said, what happened? I was driving in my car. What happened?
But you know,
I was driving my brother to the Red Rock to get his room. They scored a touchdown. Okay, 19-20. Let's go. Then when you scroll up to look at the Kansas City game, that was like that night game. That, you know, when you're looking on your phone and the Ravens game was off that area because it's now final. And I went, what the fuck happened? And I looked down, 19-20 final. And then I looked down, 2-point conversion, pass to Mark Andrews, failed. Mark Andrews is also my tight end in my fantasy league. So, like, how fucking more angry should I be?
You have a case of the Lamars, I hate to tell you.
He sucks.
Look at you. You don't know. Up so is mad. Down. Down is up. Lamar's going to win this weekend.
This is that spot where Baker and them boys, like, they have to win this game more than any. I looked at the schedule this week. There is not a more necessary win for anybody's contract or anybody's legacy or anybody's playoff hopes than this one. And the Ravens are sitting at like 8-4, so they can, they're not too bad. This 6-7 shit, this little, like, you know, you got Pittsburgh hanging in there. I think Pittsburgh's going to beat fucking Minnesota tomorrow night because they have no Thielen. They'll cover for sure, but I'm saying they have no Thielen and they have no Cook.
Yep.
So, I mean, Pittsburgh wins tomorrow night. Tomlin's got them rolling. If you tell me that fucking Lamar Jackson can't win, dude, 4 interceptions last time he played the Browns, and they still won the game.
He did it to you, dude.
He dodged a bullet.
He did it to you.
He's garbage. He's a skinny little fucking Raven bird. And I'm shooting him out of the fucking sky. I'm seriously fucking done with
him. He's going to fly over your house and shit in your new pool.
No. Yes, he was a little Louisville Cardinal, and a Louisville Cardinal met with like a Louisville Hawk, and they made a Baltimore Raven, and there he is. He's like the baby of those two. And guess what? I'll shoot his ass out of the sky with a 30-odd
six shotgun.
Listen,
I will keep the bed warm in my Lamar rehab for you.
Oh my God. Because
when you bet against him, he's going to win, just like he is this weekend. Just like he took your money last weekend. He's your problem now.
Browns are going to roll them out, and it's going to be ugly as fuck.
You guys have some really.
Baker Mayfield
issues.
Said today, and I'm going to leave this before I lock this shit up. Baker Mayfield said today, I don't wish injury on anybody. But the fact that Marlon Humphreys is not there, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what their game plan is going to be. We'll see. He basically said, thank God. I'm just going to go to Landry and go to Landry and go to Landry. Not to mention how many drops there were in that 16-10 game that Baker threw for 270. And these motherfuckers dropped balls like they were dropping eggs on the fucking sidewalk.
Did Baker's teammates forget about Yoko saying she wishes the rest of the team was just
tough
as Baker?
They got his back. All right. Jared Goff's girlfriend was lying on the beach last week when he won his first game. How pissed off do you think they are about her?
Do you think Baltimore pinned up Baker's girlfriend's tweet this week when he said, I'm glad Marlon Humphreys is hurt? Like an asshole?
I would put 15 dimes on the Browns this week.
All right.
If you got it in your wallet, I would put 15 dimes guarantee on this week.
So are you locking it up?
Lock it the fuck up.
Okay. Let's talk about the Rams and the Cardinals rematch for this week.
I'm so fucking in.
The Cardinals are 2.5 favorite at home against the Rams. The Rams need this one, and Murray and Arizona keep rolling. Can LA stop this bus? What do you think, Jay?
I think LA has proven that they are back. They beat the Jaguars. That was the most fantastic, dominating win.
This is sarcastic.
LA, I love LA.
Don't forget they put a whooping on them Texans, too.
They put a whooping on them Texans. Let me tell you something right now.
Barely covered against them Lions.
Arizona, they're going to lay down for the Rams. The train is coming to the desert, baby. Odell, Von Miller.
Ooh, no.
All the guys.
What do we do?
What do we do about all those guys who have zeros in their stat lines?
Watch out for them.
Next to Justin's favorite player in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers, who's a covering machine. The next second best covering machine in the NFL, Kyler Murray, or as I like to call him, Baby Lamar.
He's so much better than Lamar Jackson.
I fade the Rams. I take the home dogs. Less than a field goal. Give me the Cards -2.5 until the Rams show anybody at all that they can beat somebody with a winning record. Sorry. Give me the Cardinals. What do you think, Jay?
I think the last time this dude played the Rams, he was 24 for 32 with 268 yards, 2 touchdowns throwing. He ran for damn near 50. The Rams couldn't stop a cold. They can beat the Jags 37-7. They can beat the fucking Houston Texans. They can beat these little Seattle Seahawks when Russell broke his finger.
Or the Bears, right?
They can beat the Bears. Their key to their season is Tampa Bay. They beat the Buccaneers.
They've been dining off it for a long time.
They've been dining off it like it was a steak dinner at Caesars, and it was a refill if you ate the 32-ounce tomahawk. You don't have to pay for your dinner. It's free. You know who else beat the fucking Buccaneers? The Saints.
Yep.
You know who else beat the Packers? The Saints. You know where the Saints are right now? Running down the drain. They're circling the fucking drain, bro. So the Rams are looking at their biggest win of the year was against the Bucks, who are vulnerable. And Arizona's not vulnerable. They won 1 out of 2, I think, without Kyler.
With Colt McCoy. Then
they went on the bye week. And then Kyler looked good last week. I mean, they were a 10.5-point fave, and they covered.
Easily.
They were in my ticket that Lamar busted. They were in that busted ticket.
D-Hop's back.
Dude, I don't see it. They're the 10-win team in the NFL, right? So they're like those Steelers last year, that 11-0 action. They're that 10-4, I think, or whatever they're at right now, this late in the game. But we're in week 14, and I don't see this being any different, dude. I just don't.
I'm glad you said that because you always have a finger on the pulse of the Rams. And so if you say, no, this is the Rams that are going to go there, I would have to respect that. But honestly, the Rams are like, I like what you said before. It's very Hollywood. There's a lot of OBJ and Vaughn. There's a lot of sizzle and a lot of popcorn there. Yeah. But physical.
They get up for like shitty teams and they punish them.
Right.
Like they get up for the fucking Jags and they embarrass them. Trevor Lawrence threw for 100 yards last week. But they just don't understand how to, like, gear up for, like, war.
Physical teams push them around, and
it's ironic. I put that on McVay, dude. I put that on McVay, 100%.
The 49ers push them around.
That's what I'm saying.
The, like, Cardinals push them around.
Their record is soft, dude. Their wins are soft wins. They're soft wins. That Buccaneers win, they flambéed them. They came out to play. They were hungry, and they did their due diligence.
SoFi opening.
I don't think I've seen anything like that since. I don't. They were dismal against the Giants. They were dismal against a lot of teams, and they're still hanging in there. And yeah, they could win that division, but still, like, they're not going to Green Bay. They went to Green Bay last year, and what happened? So, yeah, I'm sorry. Until they can show me that they can get up for the big war, like the fight, I'll fade them every fucking time.
I agree. I'm glad you agree as well. Arizona Cardinals. I like that pick. Desert Birds, lock it up.
It's teaser time. Two teams, one bet, 6 full points. So tasty.
So tasty, except if you're betting on Mike Zimmer, then it's not so tasty. You might get food poisoning.
On a side note, and I know we're running, you know, we don't want to make this the longest show in history, but like Mike Zimmer needs to take over that D. Like if you're relying on other people, you can only say so much and only guide them in the right direction. But like he's going to lose his job because he's not telling them, you know what? I got this. Cliff Kingsbury did that. He told his OC, I got this. And there's nothing wrong with doing that as a head coach. So if he doesn't get this, he's going to get fired.
Matt Rhule just fired Joe Brady.
That's what I'm saying. And that's,
I don't
Joe Brady either. hasn't had a quarterback. Let's don't get me started about Joe Brady. But I know. You know what I'm saying.
I do. So I'm saying.
That's just my feelers on Zimmer. I'm a Zimmer guy too. But unless he takes over that squad, they're going to continue to fall.
He looks lost. Justin Jefferson is so frustrated with Kirk Cousins. God. There's a lot of shitty, bad vibes in the locker room. I think Zimmer's days are numbered. I don't think he lasts. And he shouldn't last. That team sucks. Fuck the Vikings. Anyway,
yeah, Justin Jefferson.
Let's talk about teasers.
Justin Jefferson still caught 11 passes for 182 yards in a TD with Kirk Cousins last week. So Kirk Cousins should be buying Justin Jefferson a Rolex. And I'll leave that alone. Let's get into the teaser time.
Quite naturally, the Vikings let us down in our tease last week, so we have to make amends this week. I'm staying away from those Vikings, but there's actually like a lot of really juicy teasers out there, starting with the fact that I will take my beloved Denver down to 2.5 gladly against Detroit.
I have two, and they're easy.
What do you got?
I don't know if it's gone up. I'm looking at Titans -3.
Lock.
At home,
lock.
Coming off a bye.
Lock.
The Jaguars are finagly finished. They
lock.
Suck.
They are finagly
Trevor
finished.
Lawrence threw for 100 last week.
That
the finagles.
Means.
You're getting 2.5, dude. That line's even better.
Good, because they're like third stringers and running backs and all
I'll
that
take
shit.
It. Sold.
And then I would take the New York Jets. J-E-T-S. Jets, however the fuck they say it.
Up to 11 and
give
a half.
Give me the 11 and a half against the Saints who can't score more than 17. And Taysom Hill is starting. I don't know why the Simeon experiment went away. Taysom Hill has a finger issue as well. And good luck with that one. And the Jets are feisty, and they're at home. So I'm on the take the teaser up vibe. I'm not taking it down to 1. Although I did that with Tennessee, I'm going to go the other way with this one and go uptown. So now we can round robin unless you don't have another one.
I don't know if you know the answer, but to me, the Saints are all Alvin Kamara. Any word?
He's back, but that means a steady dose of running.
That's good.
And a steady dose of low scoring. Give me the Jets with damn near 12 points at home. They're feisty. That's a backyard cover. I like the Jets, and I like the Titans. I like your Denver, too. I mean, you know, of course. Who are they playing?
I also have to say there's no way on earth Green Bay, if you took it down to 6.5, doesn't win by a touchdown. As Aaron Rodgers says, he owns Chicago. Justin Fields is back, rookie. Good luck in Green Bay, dude.
I can't believe that didn't make the pod this week because that.
Good luck.
I thought maybe you would touch on that. When Aaron Rodgers went in the end zone in Chicago and looked up and said, I own you motherfuckers, always have, always will. That's going to be the same thing. And now Justin Fields is healthy. coincidentally, he got healthy for the Packer game. What did they do to him last time? I don't even know why that didn't. That's a circuit pick. I don't know why that didn't make the pod.
You don't. You know it's snowing in Wisconsin. What's Justin Fields going to do?
Dude, you know, it's 12 and a half, though. What does that make it? Six and a half.
It's under a TD. And also, I'm going to say one more thing before we get off this. Just as a side note, I have heard every sharp in the world say Buffalo. If they don't win this week, they're not going to even make the playoffs. And you know what I say? Because I got my finger on the pulse of Tom Brady. He's going to teach Josh Allen who the real king is.
He's thrown for over 400 yards in
the
last
four. The fact that
games.
The Tampa Bay Bucks in Florida, bro, are only favored by 3.5, that is a false line. Buffalo, you saw their game on Monday night. It was a fucking blizzard. Now they got to go to Florida.
Josh Allen made some bad passes and some bad plays. I know he doesn't call the plays. He made some bad decisions. You can't do that against TB. And them,
this is also the spot where Tom Brady likes to rub your face in it. I'm just letting it be known. We don't have to play it, but I'm going on the record. This is the Tom Brady smash spot. And
we're going into week 14. Why don't we do two? Let's do a heavy chalk. Let's do a Packers, Bucks. Heavy chalk.
All right.
And let's do a Denver low to actually, yeah, let's do my,
Denver low to Titans low. Yeah. I can get up with that. That's awesome. I love it.
But mark my words, the Saints are not going to cover 12 and a half.
You're probably right. Although I like Denver minus less than a field goal at home against Detroit. I think that's a great bet too.
All right. Are we doing a two-team teaser? Lock it up?
We're doing two different teasers.
Two twos.
And we are locking it up. All right. There are only a few weeks left for Survivor. There are a lot of mismatches on the board this week. What are you thinking for Survivor, T?
I have two teams right now that are kind of on my radar.
Okay.
We talked about both in length. the Chiefs and Raiders game. Obviously, the Raiders have zero identity right now moving forward. I think a lot of stuff has happened. They were great, and then they weren't. And then what is going on
the
now?
Coach. Yeah.
The Chiefs are coming back. If we're using my teams that I've already picked in a Survivor League or whatever, I've already picked the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. But for anybody listening, I suggest them.
I like that. Mm-hmm. You're out, but you're saying that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I like that.
That's what I would do. It's just the Raiders are playing awful, and I love KC, so that would be a lock for me. And then the other game that I'm thinking of is Rams in Arizona. Obviously, we know both of your opinions strongly on that. The Rams are just shite right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Arizona, I have not used the Cardinals, and I've been waiting to use the Cardinals. So I feel
we could have used them too.
I feel like in terms of my Survivor, I like the Cardinals a lot. Last time they played, the Cardinals mopped them in their own house. I don't know. I think I would go with the Chiefs as a for sure lock, and then the Cardinals as a secondary for sure.
Awesome.
Like both of those. Who do you choose to be your coach, though, if you're really going to do it?
Well, am I referencing what I've already picked, or was it just suggesting? the Chiefs.
Chiefs it is.
Bada bing. Do you guys agree?
I love it.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are rolling right now. They blasted the Raiders 41-14 at home.
What's
different about this?
On the way to the airport, we drove by Allegiant when they were playing Washington in Allegiant. That's a really cool looking stadium.
Oh, it's Darth Vader. It's beautiful.
Really cool. And I said
the Death Star.
To the Uber, I go, they call that the Death Star. I say to my wife, they call that the Death Star. And the Uber guy goes, the locals call it the Roomba.
Yeah, the Roomba.
The vacuum.
It looks like, yeah, it looks like a little, it does.
That's actually really funny.
It is funny. It looks like a little floating.
That's actually really robot. Funny.
A little They're local, kind of, yeah. Little local
He's clearly
flavor.
Not a Raider fan.
They kind of are playing like the Roomba. They
yeah.
suck.
Yeah, he's clearly not a fan.
All right.
They've had some bad breaks this year, the Raiders.
Listen,
they've had some bad breaks.
They always start off fresh and they end up dirty. And that's where they're headed. It's only going to get worse.
Be interesting to see how the season
ends. They still got to play San Diego again. They still got to play Denver again. They're about to play the Chiefs again.
Tough division.
Yikes. Yikes.
Tough division.
All right, well, let's recap.
All right. On tonight's show, Justin, you like Dallas -4. You also like Cleveland -2.5 against Lamar. It's coming for you, dude. I like Denver at home. Teddy Two Gloves all day -8.5. I also like Kyler at home. Arizona -2.5 against your LA Hollywood Rams. We gave out not one, but two teasers on this week's. It's the Tennessee Titans at home. Take it down to 2.5. Tease it with the Denver Broncos also at home, -2.5. Take the Green Bay. This is our second tease. Take Green Bay Packers at home, -6.5. Take Tampa Bay also at home, all home teams, +2.5. And T recommends, if you have not used the Chiefs yet, use the Kansas City Chiefs for your survivor pick.
Use them.
Yes, sir.
Use them and abuse them.
And don't forget to follow us on our socials, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook are all at Friday Night Locks. And our Twitter is Fry Night Locks. This was our first on-camera show. Hope you all enjoyed it. Obviously, if you're watching this on YouTube, please leave us a comment and let us know your favorite part of the show or
please.
Just to say hi. You can finally see our faces and our cute little smiles.
That might be a good thing or a bad thing. We're not sure. We're not sure yet. Thing.
I can wear a brown paper bag if you just put it in the comment section. I'll wear a brown paper
like
bag.
I like to overpromise and underdeliver. I'm known for that.
Stop. But we thought it was time that you guys see us and not just hear us. So obviously, they'll still follow us on Spotify, Apple, everything like that. But we will be doing a video show for you on YouTube now. So keep a lookout for that. Let us know. Show us some love.
Look for clips, too. Look for clips.
Yeah, and look for clips throughout the week.
You know, we always have comedy. We always have clips. And if you don't want to listen, we get it. You know, we'll throw some clips out there. Check YouTube as well.
So I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. I had fun. Did you guys have fun?
Absolutely.
Always have fun. Guys, I say it every week, and I'm going to say it again, but this is week 14, so I'm going to say it loudly. Beat the book.
Yee-hee!
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in, and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.